100 years. 100 years. 100 years. 100 years. 100 years. 100 years of history. 100 years of God's goodness. 100 years of transformed lives. 100 years of going from place to place, seeing lives change. 100 years of what God has done. And the best is yet to come. Somebody give a good shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. 100 years. Welcome to the temple, Penny Gross. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Welcome to the centenary celebration and thanksgiving service of the Apostolic Church. People are joining us live streaming across the nation and the nations of the world. And tonight, this evening, we're joining hands, we're joining hearts. We're lifting up our eyes to God. We're saying, Lord, thank you for so far you have helped us. But the yet best is yet to come. Today we're marking history, but we're also making history. And God has given us the privilege of being actors in his grand story. This story will go on. His kingdom stretched from shore to shore, till sun shall rise and set no more, of the increase of his government and peace. There shall be no end. For the zeal of the Lord God of hosts shall perform it. And those of us here, many who are connecting via the internet, are fruits or evidence of what God has done through the person of his son Jesus Christ, through the gospel, and through the movement that that's the apostolic church. Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And today we've come to give thanks. We've come to commemorate. We've come to celebrate. I want to welcome you, all of you, those who have come from far, those who have come from near. There will be a time when we do formal goodwill messages from around the world. But there are those who have come from Nigeria, those who have come from London, those who have come from Wales. We're going to give thanks to God. Are you ready to worship? Are you ready to celebrate? Are you ready to give thanks to the Lord? What we're going to do, I want to welcome you to this Thanksgiving service. I am going to be the co-anchor with the deputy national leader. Let me be old school for a moment. The deputy president is still in order. Pastor Paul Howells. But we want to welcome you. I want to welcome you on behalf of the national leadership team to this special occasion. I'm going to invite one of our senior pastors, Pastor Arnold Morgan, to come and to lead us in prayer.
Let's join our hearts in prayer and worship our God. Our great God and Father, we thank you tonight for this wonderful occasion that has brought us together to this place to celebrate the goodness of God to us over the past 100 years. Great is your faithfulness, O God, our Father. We thank you for the great things that you have done through this movement. And we have been able to accomplish what we have because we serve a great God. You are indeed a great and awesome God. Great in all eternity. Great when you took upon yourself the form of man and became our Savior. Great as you walked this earth doing good and performing great miracles. And great were you on that day when you took that lonely road to Calvary and there died to purchase our salvation. You are great on the morning of the third day when you rose in triumph, having conquered death, hell, and the grave. You are great as our ascended Lord. You are great as our intercessor, seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. You will be great on that day when the trumpet will sound and when you shall come again to take your waiting people home. And we believe that you are great among us in 2016 in the person of the Holy Spirit, moving and ministering and continuing to give gifts of men to your church. Continue to baptize men and women in the Holy Spirit. Continuing to bring men and women into this wonderful, glorious salvation and to be a part of the church which you are building and you are head. Great is our God and great is his faithfulness towards us. Arglwyddin i'n diolch i ti am dy ffyddlondeb tuag ato ni yn y ganmlynedd sydd wedi mynd heibio ac yn un edrych i ti unwaith eto. Ni'n gallu gweud gyda'r emynydd pwy bydd yma mewn canmlynedd byddwn ni nai yn y nef ond bydd ffrindiau newydd Iesu yma'n sôn amdano i. Fy ti felly arglwydd fo'r mawl a'r gogoniant yn oes oesoedd. We praise you, Father, for all that is past and we trust you for all that's to come. Hear our prayer as we raise our Ebenezers, declaring hitherto hath the Lord blessed us. Be praised in this place tonight in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.
Shall we just stand and just start praising our Lord?
Hey, good evening. It's great to be together. And what a turnout, eh? Fantastic. And we're in for a great time, aren't we? We had a lovely time this afternoon in the civic reception. And God really came and blessed us. And tonight we really believe that tonight will be a launch pad for this year ahead of us. It's going to be an exciting year. 2016. Great things are before us. Great things are behind us, but greater things are before us. And we're believing for a great year, and tonight's going to be a springboard. It's going to be a launch pad into that year of activity and blessing. So thanks for coming. As Pastor Emmanuel said, some have come a long way. Some have come from the locality nearby, but thank you for making the effort. I know on a Friday night travel is not easy, so thank you for making the effort to be with us. We're going to have the scriptures read now from one of our South Wales pastors, Pastor Daniel Jenkins from Ystradgynlais, is going to read the scriptures. Thank you.
Isaiah chapter 40. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground than he blows on them. And they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who has created all of these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary, and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. May God bless the reading of his word. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
In this year, as you look back at what my servants of old did in establishing this fellowship, I want you to realize that as you look back on the foundation stones that has brought you to where you are, I want you to start to build altars in your own lives, in the lives of your fellowships, in the lives of your nations. Because as you build those altars, remembering what I have done, remembering the way I have brought you, remembering how I have done things in the past, remembering my blessings, I will increase your faith. And throughout this year, as you continue to celebrate what I have done, you will see an increase of faith in your assemblies, in your fellowships, in your communities, in your nations that will release my purpose. And as I used your forefathers to bring a revelation of Pentecost, I will use you in the years that lie ahead. Do not be tricked by the enemy into looking on the negatives, into looking on the things that have happened that have gone wrong, into looking at the way things was. I am the God of blessing. I blessed in your forefathers' day. I will bless in your day. It's a different day. It's a new day. I am ever the same, but I'm always doing new things. And I make you this promise. Do you not feel the quickening of my spirit even here in this place? Because as you lift the altars to me, as you build those stones, as you reflect on how good I've been in your life, as you reflect how good I've been in your fellowship, your faith will rise to a new level that will allow a fresh flow of my spirit to move in your nations and your community. And I will set on fire again those that I choose. I asked you also to pray for your servants. Because as I used men of old, I will use men in the future. For as you're moving into a new day in God, remember that I have a purpose to pour out my spirit on all flesh. And I would that you pray for your servants, because as they meet together, I will pour out my spirit, that a fresh flow of baptismal anointing will flow from them to those that they lay hands on. For it is my purpose to anoint people for service. It is my purpose to release those into the kingdom that need to be released. And it is my spirit that does it. But I choose to do it through my servants. I choose to do it through the men and women that I choose. And I encourage you to pray for your leaders, that there'll be a fresh release. For as they meet together in this year, I am going to increase faith. Faith that will move mountains. There's some of you here and you've been seeing difficulties. You've been seeing problems. I tell you what, when you lift your faith to me, the mountains will move. Amen. Start to look at the glory of your God, not the problems that the enemy places before you. This is my promise to you in this year, that as you look to me, faith will rise that will move nations. We are moving forward together, says your God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We are a movement that believes that God is still in the business of speaking. He speaks directly. He speaks clearly. This movement was birthed in Revelation. This movement was birthed in revival. The God of revival, the God of revelation, is the God of this movement. And he hasn't changed. for perhaps those who are live streaming who are not familiar with the Apostolic Church, we believe that God still speaks through prophets. And what we have just heard is God speaking through, yes, a man, but a man called, graced by God to speak his words to his people. Not going to take much time, but I just want to highlight one or two things. God says, build altars. The altar is a very unique structure. If you look through the Old Testament, you find that altars were very common. And this morning I was in my meditation, I didn't know God was going to speak along this line. I was reading about a man who was an altar builder. His name was Abraham. The first altar he built a total of four altars. The first altar he built was the altar of intimacy, where he fellowshipped with God. He built an altar, another altar, and God came and spoke to him. That's the altar of revelation. And so on, he continued to build altars, and finally he built another altar. And you read it in Genesis chapter 22. And that is the altar of sacrifice. God is calling us to be a people who build altars, where we connect with him in place of intimacy, where he comes and he connects with us and speaks to us into our lives. And he has spoken. He says, as you build altars, your faith will rise. If you look at the life of the man Abraham, he was having such a walk with God that he was grappling with the reality that confronted him. Old, his wife was old. Says this, the son of my maid will be my heir. And God said, no. The child of the bondwoman shall not share, cannot live. Eventually the promise of God came to pass. And God then challenged him, God said, lay down the life of your son, put him on the altar and kill him. Notice that in Abraham's case, he'd already gotten rid of one son. And then God was saying, take this son, your pension plan, kill him. And I believe that God is going to call us and going to challenge us as the year unfolds, sacrifice. You know, it was sacrifice that caused men and women to leave this place in response to prophecies that came in this house. Since 1933, God has been speaking into lives. Some of them went across seas. They never returned. They saw the promises. They embraced the promises. They paid the price. And you and I are beneficiaries of the price that they paid. God says, pay a price. Are you going to pay the price? That's what happens when we build altars. But God says, as we build those altars, our faith will rise and the blessings will flow. My prayer is that each one of us will build altars. One final point is this. God says, as you build those altars, let those be altars of prayer for your leaders. Who's going to commit themselves to praying? We're going to march forward on our knees. And the Bible says that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. Birth in revival. Birth in revelation. A sacrificial people. A submitted people. A passionate people. Are people who desire to see the purpose of God fulfilled. Are praying people. As we do so, let me declare again. the best is yet to come. I said the best is yet to come. Father, thank you for your word to us, and we ask that each one of us as individuals will embrace that word for our lives. And as we embrace that word in this coming year, Lord, the next year you'll do amazing things, astonishing things, incredible things. Testimonies of miracles shall flow because we build altars and we dare to believe you. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. This afternoon we had the privilege of hearing a little bit about the journey, the story of what God has done in the life of the Apostolic Church over the last 100 years. And that was given to us by Pastor Phil Powell. We're going to come down a generation. I'm going to invite Pastor Nigel Bainbridge, who's one of our pastors at the Ark in Dover. He's going to come and give us a brief history of our beloved movement. Pastor Nigel, give him a walk. Good God bless you.
That's great. Thank you, Pastor Emmanuel. And the best is yet to come, but the past was good. And I'm going to read for a few short minutes about the history. And I pray that a result of this is to build up our faith for now and for the future. The history of the Apostolic Church is an account of individuals being found and rescued by Jesus. You and I here today have our own story, which each represents a part of this great rescue story. I start with a salvation story as recorded in Pastor Marcus Thomas's book, God of Our Fathers. And you should have a leaflet about that book, and I encourage you to pre-order a copy of that book. But this is an excerpt from the book, and it says, speaking in 1971, Pastor Vaughan told of his ministry with Evan Jones. We were at an open-air service in Larne, Northern Ireland, on one wild, wintry Saturday night, when we stood in the rain with apparently no audience to hear us. Common sense told us that we should not be there. But we were not always obedient to the voice of common sense. There was Evan playing upon his flutina and singing, oh, a friend in need is a friend indeed. My Saviour is a friend in need. The fact is, someone was listening. A lady hurrying along a back street on her way to take her own life and commit suicide in the sea. The strong wind carried the powerful voice over into the woman's heart, changing her mind and changing the direction of her feet until she arrived at the hall to which we had retired to, and there she found Jesus as her Saviour. This lady's life had just begun. The birth of the Apostolic Church was similarly a beautiful act of the wind of the Spirit of God. The revival that took place in Wales during 1904 and 1905 was characterized by a fresh revelation of New Testament truths. There was a huge impact on the lives of individuals, families, and communities. There was a mighty outpouring of his Spirit, which resulted in upwards of 100,000 people coming to faith in Christ Jesus. One of the souls saved was a man called Daniel Williams. Pastor Dan, as he was later affectionately known as, was saved after trying to hear Evan Roberts preach at Moriah Chapel in Lucca. There was no space for Dan to hear, even busier than tonight, I guess. And as the meeting was filled to capacity, so Dan then decided to travel to Pisgah Chapel, 1 mile away. And it was there that he gave his life to Christ. Soon after, while on holiday at Aberaeron, Dan met a group of Christians, and he was there baptized in water. The church here in Pennygrove that Dan pastored began in the local butcher's shop. And as it grew, the need for a church building increased. This present Pennygrove building was built in 1933 in just 16 weeks. At the opening ceremony, Pastor Dan referred to the remarkable occurrence of wonderful weather that had accompanied the building and for Carmarthenshire then and now, surely that was a huge miracle. God used Pastor D.P. Williams to pioneer the Apostolic Church. Following a prophetic word, Pastor Hutchinson from Bournemouth made contact with the believers in Pennygross. That happened in 1910. In 1917, Pennygross believers made contact with believers in Hereford. In 1918, believers from here made contact with believers in Bradford. In 1919, there was a connection with believers in Glasgow. And in 1920, contact was made with believers in Northern Ireland. The Apostolic Church has grown to have a presence now in around 100 nations of the world and is still growing, with a membership base that runs into millions. And on average, one person has become an apostolic Christian every 10 minutes since its formation in January 1916. The prophetic word given at the commencement of our movement that it would impact the world is surely coming to pass. The Apostolic Church is a movement whose DNA is tinged with recovery and restoration of truths which at one time were long abandoned, including the truth regarding baptism in the Holy Spirit with signs following, and the truth regarding the fivefold ascension ministry gifts. In 1922, an Ascension Ministries Missionary Council was convened in Bradford, where the policy to belt the globe with the gospel was launched. The Apostolic Church was to be ascending church. At that council, Pastor Hollis, a Scotsman, an evangelist Morris, a Welshman, and an English lady who was married to Pastor Hollis were all sent to Argentina to plant the gospel. One convert in Argentina was Mr. Palau, who became the father of Louis Palau, the world-famous evangelist, who subsequently led thousands of people to commit their lives to Jesus. And now, on this important occasion, let's take a moment to honour those missionaries who gave the ultimate sacrifice of laying down their lives. The first apostolic missionary to die on the mission field was Pastor William Taylor. We salute his memory. We remember Pastor Wilfred Rhodes, Pastor William Grabham, Pastor Albert Seaborn, Pastor Jerry Broderick, Mrs. Betty Lewis, Mrs. Heather Johnson. Pastor Harry Kopp died on his way home after serving as a missionary. Pastor John Priddy, and the son of Pastor and Mrs. David Pearson, who also died and was buried in the soil of Africa. The story of the Apostolic Church is a story of individuals. Individuals who have come together to form part of God's family. And here I quote from Pastor Philip Powell on life in the Apostolic Church approximately half a century ago. The opening of the convention hall in 1962 was a momentous moment in our history. The caravans were lined up and the flags lined the way, flags of every country represented by the Apostolic Church. During the convention, we would hire the village school and put bunk beds in the classrooms. There would be no hot water, there would be no showers, and what you were saying, Warren, no sleeping. But we all had a wonderful time in fellowship and company with fellow apostolics who looked forward to being together at the convention. It was like many houses joining together, making friendships. Many of these relationships have lasted until today. The story of God rescuing individuals is the narrative of the Apostolic Church. I began this history with the story of the Irish wind blowing the voice of a servant into the ears of a lost soul. We now welcome the wind of the eternal Spirit of God to use me and you and us and the next generation to blow the name of Jesus into the hearts and minds of countless more men and women, boys and girls in these islands and indeed every land.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Nigel. We have a rich history, haven't we? A fantastic history, but we've got a great destiny as well. And we look forward to what God is going to do among us. Nigel mentioned representation in a number of nations of the world. And, you know, on your birthday, you get greetings. Sometimes you get greetings from far afield. Well, it's our birthday, and it's a very special birthday. And we've had greetings from overseas. and greetings from nations of the world. So I'm going to read some of those. I'm just going to give headlines of some of those greetings that we've had. And then we'll talk about some greetings that we've had from the United Kingdom as well. So we've had greetings from Pastor Tim Jack. Pastor Tim will be our new national leader from May of this year. And Tim is based in Adelaide, Australia, and he has sent greetings to us as a movement here in the UK. We've also had greetings from Brazil, and we're very grateful that we've had a word from them, and it's congratulations on the centenary of the Apostolic Church, and may the God bless you for the next 100 years also. We've had greetings from Papua New Guinea, and greetings from Australia, from the national leader in Australia and the leadership team there, and we're very grateful for that. Wayne Swift is the national leader in Australia. We've had greetings from Africa. We've had greetings from Kenya, and we honour that, and we're grateful. We've had greetings from Namibia as well. We've had links through Pastor Ivor Douglas, Ivor and Alice Douglas. We've had links with Namibia, and they too send their goodwill greetings. And we've had greetings from Zimbabwe, and we will put these goodwill messages probably on our website. They're far too long for us to read out, so we'll put them on our website. And at the Ablaze conference later this year, we'll have an exhibition stand, and we'll put them on display for you to read them at your leisure as well. We had greetings from the USA, from some of our brothers there, and then further greetings from, the best greeting of all we've had is from Her Majesty the Queen. It's 100 years, our birthday. It's customary to get a telegram or a letter from the Queen, and we're no different. We've had greetings from Her Majesty the Queen, and the private secretary writes, "The Queen was pleased to receive your kind words, your kind letter on behalf of the Apostolic Church on the occasion of your centenary, which is being celebrated today. Her Majesty was interested to learn of the way in which the Church's network of congregation supports local communities. The Queen much appreciates your thoughtfulness in writing as you did, and in return, she sends her best wishes to all concerned for a most successful and enjoyable day celebrating this significant milestone." Let's give a round of applause for that. Your Majesty, if you were watching on live stream, we want to say a big thank you, don't we? Eh? We've also had a message of goodwill from Carwyn Jones, who is the First Minister of Wales based in Cardiff, and Carwyn writes, "I am pleased to send my congratulations to mark the centenary of the Apostolic Church in Wales. Penygros has been at the forefront of the Apostolic Church from its beginning when it was established as its headquarters in 1916, and Daniel Williams, a former miner, was appointed as its first president. The Apostolic Church can trace its origins back to the 1904-1905 Welsh Revival, and there remains a strong link between the Pentecostal movement and Wales today. I know the Evangelical Alliance of Wales are planning to celebrate those links with events to mark the centenary this year. I wish you all success in the forthcoming year with all the various events." And that's from Carwyn Jones at the Welsh office. We also had greetings from Northern Ireland, from David Patterson, who is the superintendent minister of our churches in Northern Ireland, and we appreciate David's sentiments. We've had greetings as well from our superintendent minister in Scotland, Reverend Alistair Matheson, and let me just read quickly what he said. He said, "The heartiest of greetings from brothers and sisters in Scotland as you enjoy the special honour of standing where the great fire was once lit, and where the real baton," and then he does an acrostic on the word baton, "a birthing of apostolic truth in our nation." And some of you might want to use that in your sermon on Sunday. "A birthing of apostolic truth in our nation, and it began an incredible journey. The baton is still discovering regions beyond in Scottish towns that did not exist 100 years ago. A remote highland glen unheard of in the Welsh valleys. The brightest lights of the worldwide apostolic church may have travelled far from Carmarthenshire, but nothing will change the fact, as with Zion of old, it will always be said of Penygros, this one and that one were born in her. Hallelujah. We've also had a goodwill message from Steve Brady. Steve Brady is the principal of Moorlands Bible College in Poole, in Bournemouth. And it's a very, very punchy goodwill message that we've had from Steve, so I'll read it to you. It says, at the midpoint of the Great War, 1916, the Lord unleashed one of his choice battalions for the greatest war of all, the battle for the hearts and souls of the people of people for Christ. Thank God, I say, for the Apostolic Church, deeply committed to the Lord Jesus Christ, his word and his gospel. May your tribe increase until the King victorious returns. Further greetings from Patrick and Sean in Dublin, and they send their goodwill. They would have loved to have been with us, and they send their goodwill also. And we've had a word of greetings from Teen Challenger. As you know, the Apostolic Church has had quite strong links with Teen Challenge over the years, and the director of Teen Challenge, Phil Hills, mentions that in his email. It's quite a lengthy email that he sent us. He sent to the leadership team, and we will publish that because he speaks very warmly and very affirmingly of our link with him over the years. So we're very grateful for all these various links. We've also had a word from Peter in Degby. Peter is pastor in a church in Sunderland, and it's in affiliation with the Apostolic Church, and Peter sends his goodwill and his he prays that the Lord will continue to bless us as we move into a new era and into a new century. We also have some merchandise that will be on sale after the meeting. Firstly, I want to say, at the close of this meeting tonight, 10 minutes after the close of the meeting, there is a firework display. Yes, you heard it right. There's a firework display, not in here, but out there. And so if you would get yourself out there after 10, 15 minutes after the meeting and congregate round the front, then we'll have a 10 minutes, I think it's about 10 minutes, eh? Yeah. If you can stretch it that far, yeah. 10-minute firework display, and so that would be good. And so please stay around for that, and we'll enjoy it. Now, I've got some merchandise as well. There's some T-shirts on sale, and there's some ties on sale. So there's one of the ties. It's a navy tie, and there's a handkerchief to match. And I understand the ties are £10. Is that right? £10. And but if they want to buy two, £10 for two. Hey, great! There we are. There's the other one, right? So there's the other one, and you need to go to the fire. On your way to see the firework display, in the fire, there is a stall selling merchandise and what have you. And there's also T-shirts, and we've various colours. We've got a blue. I love blue. I won't tell you what football team I support, but I love blue. green and red. And they are £7 each. And so there's plenty there. There's a good stock on the table. If you can... if you would like to buy them, then please do so at the end of the service. These are £7 each, yes? £7 each, yes, and the ties are £10. Now, as I said, 2016 is an important year for us. There's a lot happening. Tonight is the launch, and but really it's great to come together, but really where we want to make the impact is at the coalface, is where you are. In your community, your local church. It's great to come together, and it's great to celebrate, and it's great to honour our past and be aspirational for the future. But where it rubber hits the road is your coalface, where you are. And so really, we're encouraging each local church to just capitalise on this centenary year. We've asked each local church to appoint a centenary champion. And that person, a man or woman, that person will promote the centenary and stay in touch with myself and other people so that they can feed information into the church and just promote initiatives and ideas throughout the course of 2016. So there should be a centenary champion. If there's not, there should be. So when you go back Sunday, say to your pastor, who is the centenary champion in this church? And if he says we haven't got one, then, you know, you can maybe offer your own services. Yeah, you could offer yourself, couldn't you, eh? Or you could ask him to appoint one, because we need a point of contact in the local church so we can promote all that we are seeking to do. And of course, this year we're looking at the Ablaze Conference. That's going to be the showcase event in Cheltenham. It's going to be an extra day. It's going to be 5 days. And we've got international speakers from various parts of the world coming. And that'll be a fantastic conference. We're hoping to see about 2,000 people present. It'd be great, wouldn't it? The Lord talked tonight about faith levels. Well, we're believing. We're believing that we'll have maybe in excess of 2,000 people in Cheltenham come July, and it'll be a fantastic occasion to showcase our history, but also again launch us into a new era of mission and activity together. But before then, there's Pentecost Sunday, which is the birthday of the church, and we want every apostolic church in the United Kingdom on Pentecost Sunday to have their own unique event, something very special, tailor-made for your community. And so get your thinking caps on, ask your leadership team to be thinking about it now and projecting it. And we'll on Pentecost Sunday, you'll be looking to have an event that is unique to your church, but it celebrates God's faithfulness to us as a movement. And of course, the baton is already on its way round. It's been through Wales, and it's now in London. And it'll be heading north from London shortly and going right up to the Highlands of Scotland to Northern Ireland and back to Cheltenham on the Sunday morning of the Ablaze Conference. So that'll be a great occasion where the baton that was launched in Cheltenham last year will come back to Cheltenham this year on the Sunday morning and we'll celebrate and we'll have a great time of rejoicing together. So there's a lot to get excited about. And it's great to come together like this, but then mission begins when we leave this church. And it's going to be a year of mission, I believe, a year of harvest, a year of blessing, a year of prosperity, a year of favor. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to have a great time. And so we're going to get excited about what God is doing. And you can do it all wearing one of these, can't you? Or a tie. And so please visit the, because he's giving me soundings at the back here. Please visit the store on the way out to see the firework display later on. At this point, we're going to invite Pastor Ivan to lead us in a testimony session. And so, Ivan, you come and tell us more about it. Bless you, mate.
If those who are part of this, if you want to make your way down. Brilliant. Paul, can you give me a hand with this? We need to move this out of the way. Mal, do you want to come on down? Julie? Lloyd? If we put that over here.
Paul, give me a hand with it, I'm doing it.
Yeah. I got a bad back. You need these three chairs, you know. It's great to be part of this special occasion. I've realised it's a really special occasion because I'm wearing a suit. And but there must be a myriad of memories in this room tonight concerning this place and, of course, Pennygrove, the convention. And I'm no different. This is the village that I gave my life to Jesus in when I was a little boy. Well, it was better than that. Oh. And then I was baptised in the Holy Spirit here in the convention. And I met my wife here. Yeah, I need more sympathy than that. Ah, she's lovely. Now, each one of us have unique memories, and we're going to have a snapshot, and it is just a snapshot tonight, into the lives of these guys. And so please welcome Pastor Mal House, Julie Andrews, and Lloyd Thomas. So, Mal, we're going to start with your experience. Have you got a microphone? I think we need to get you one. I'm on that one, guys. It's got a little blue tag on it. Okay, now you've been in the Apostolic Church forever. Man and boy, yes. And you've lived through, and we were talking about history today, so you've lived through much of this history that we are celebrating today. So there's been a lot of reflection, a lot about the amazing faithfulness of God. Great men, great times, great obstacles, great opportunities. How do you feel personally about your journey growing up in the church, ministering in the church, living through this history, and the impact it's had on you and your family?
Right. Well, it goes back a long way. I can't remember the beginning, but I do know that just over 82 years ago, I was taken by my parents, along with my brother and sister, to the Apostolic Church in Tricannon. And I was there as a child. When I was a youth, I used to go to every meeting, the Bible studies, the prayer meetings, going through until I was 19 years of age. Everyone thought, including the pastor, that I was saved, but I wasn't. No. Attending every meeting, but not knowing the Lord. But when I was 19, the Lord touched me.
Praise God.
And in the assembly in Aberaman, I was with my girlfriend, Betty, my wife now of 62 years. Mm. We just surrendered my life to the Lord. And that was the first stepping stone. And within a few months, I was preaching on the old plan, as they call it, yeah, in the church. And I was blessed by being under the ministry of great men of God. Mm. Men who encouraged me, strengthened me, helped me. Pastor William Grabham, Pastor Cyril Rosser, Pastor Alex Ferran, Pastor Willie Rowlands, and Pastor Joe Phillips. You can't get better than that. And I just thank God for those precious moments when I sat at their feet teaching, learning the Word of God. And then 44 years ago, I received a call into the ministry. And I had the privilege of serving the Lord in Lurgan, Northern Ireland, in Shrewsbury, in Manchester, and in lovely Bournemouth. And we came back to Wales 5.5 years ago to the land of promise. And the Lord has led us that way. As far as the impact on my family is concerned, very briefly, it's a remarkable story. In 1916, 100 years ago, my grandmother, my mother's mother, had moved down from England. She wasn't a Christian. But she went to an apostolic church meeting in the cellar of a public house, the Golden Lion, in Tricannon, in Aberdare. And when she went there, she was convicted by the Holy Spirit. First time she'd ever been there. And she gave her life to the Lord. Her name was Mrs. Little. And that very night that she gave her heart to the Lord, Pastor James Forward, a great friend of D.P. Williams, prophesied to her and said, your name is Little, but I will make of you a great nation. And every one of your family, those yet to be born, will fill every office in the Apostolic Church. And that has been fulfilled. And even today, I'm the third generation. My two boys are the fourth generation. And coming up on the rails is our great, great, great children of my grandmother, serving the Lord. So I'm just grateful. Looking back, I see the church has changed in a tremendous way, but the message remains the same. And to him be the glory. He's building his church, and I'm glad I'm part of it.
We love Pastor Mal. He's got it. And, you know, he's still on fire for God, still preaching, and people still responding. So, yeah, God is definitely doing something in your family and continue to do so. Julie, I want to ask you some questions about your life. Like me, you grew up in the manse. Life is a little different. But we know that you've not just watched your mum and dad's life and observed that, but you've been on a journey, a remarkable journey of your own, alongside your husband, Pastor Mark Andrews. And so we're really confident that you're passionate about Jesus. You love him very much. You're passionate about the course. And so my question to you is this. Do you think the key thing now that's happening in the Apostolic Church for you that excites you the most here in the UK and in the nations, because we know you travel a lot as well, and how does that make you feel personally and as a couple as you work together for the Apostolic Church?
Ivan, you can be confident that I am passionate about Jesus.
Yes.
In this course. I really am. And, you know, Paul said it a few moments ago, really. It's all about the community and it's all about the coalface. And I am very passionate about my local community, but I'm also passionate about the worldwide community. I'm excited because God is at work. And he is fulfilling his purposes. He's filling his purposes regardless of which denomination we're in. He's fulfilling his purposes regardless of what society and the media says, because God will fulfill his purposes.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been talking a lot about today about his faithfulness, and he will continue to be faithful. And, you know, it's great to celebrate the past, and we're doing that, and it's great to think about the future, but you know, we're living in the present, and God is faithful now.
Yeah.
You know, I am.
Yeah.
And he is faithful now. And like you said, I grew up in a manse, and most of the time it was in Ghana, West Africa, and although that felt very normal for me, I realized as I grew up that it wasn't the usual run-of-the-mill thing for children, British children of my generation. But you know, I loved it, and this, I guess, helped lay a foundation for the passion of wanting to be involved in what Jesus is doing and what God is doing throughout the world. And obviously we went on to work in mission in Mozambique and now in Southeast Asia. And, you know, God is missional, and that's what thrills me so much. And, you know, I love, one of my favorite passages is from Luke 4, when Jesus lays out his mandate for his work on earth. You know, good news to the poor, freedom for the prisoners, recovery of sight to the blind, setting the oppressed free, and proclaiming the year of the Lord. And then in Matthew 28, when he commissions the disciples, and obviously that's disseminated throughout the generations and is the same, no different for us today, you know, going and making disciples. And it is such a privilege, and it's so exciting to be part of that, really.
Yeah.
And that hasn't changed. And just to be part of what God is doing in extending his kingdom and transforming lives and society of what we've heard tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm excited that from my experience, obviously I'm in the Apostolic Church, I'm part of the Apostolic Church. And from my experience, the Apostolic Church is happy to get in step with where God is.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it's all about, with what God is saying and with what God is doing. And, you know, I was born into the Apostolic Church. I'm not in the Apostolic Church because I was born into it. I'm not in the Apostolic Church because it's better than any other denomination. But I believe that I'm here at the moment because that's God's plan for my life.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for that. And that brings a sense of loyalty. It brings a sense of gratitude when you are where you feel that God wants you to be.
Yeah.
And along with that comes that sense of responsibility, I guess, and that commitment to serving God where you are.
Yeah.
And there's a feeling of purpose and expectation of where God, who has been faithful in the movement during the past 100 years, is taking us both locally and worldwide as well.
Yeah.
And it's a huge privilege to be serving with Mark, both locally and in Vietnam. And we're excited, really excited at what we see God doing. And as a local church, coming into the new year and throughout the next few months, we've been looking in depth at Psalm 27. And I personally have just been so amazed at what God is saying in this psalm. The challenge of discipleship that comes through it, but the just incredible testimony of God's faithfulness.
Yes.
And, you know, we remain confident. And verse 13 says that we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Amen.
And I am excited.
Thank you, June. That's lovely. Thank you very much. Hiya, Lloyd.
All right.
This is Lloyd, Lloyd Thomas. And how old are you, Lloyd?
23.
Okay. So I really want to tell you, you're new on the scene, as it were, compared to Mal anyway. But I want to just talk about maybe the present, but a little bit about the future as well. And your aspirations, really, as a young man, you know, coming today, hearing a lot about the history, but thinking about the future and how that makes you feel.
Yeah. Well, having read a lot about the past, I think there's no doubt that God has been faithful to his people and blessed the Apostolic Church. You know, I love the passage. I was looking at the history, and the passage came to mind was Acts 5, verse 38. It says, "Therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone. Let them go, for if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God." You know, a year earlier, God will build his church, and it's clear that he has been and is still at work in the Apostolic Church.
Amen.
That's why we're celebrating 100 years. It can't fail because it's not of man, it's of God.
Yeah.
And that's what excites me about the future, really. If we continue to faithfully preach God's word, it changes lives, it always has, and it always will.
Excellent. Now, this young man is related in some way. You might want to explain that to Pastor Dan. And so I just wanted to ask you the question, how does that kind of make you feel, and the impact of that on you personally?
Well, yeah, like you said, it's always really encouraging to hear about men and women that God has used throughout history. But when I was thinking about it, you know, whether you're related or not, that's not where my salvation comes from. And, you know, it's really good to hear the people in your family have just served the Lord faithfully. But my family history is not why I'm in the Apostolic Church.
Amen.
You know, as a family, didn't grow up in the Apostolic Church for many years. And myself, I went away for church for a few years. But, you know, for me, as much as I'm proud of, you know, your family history, it's important to respect that. But I don't get to heaven through my family is. Don't get to heaven through the Apostolic Church. And, I need to know Christ personally.
Yes.
And that's where my salvation comes. And I'm just called to serve him for that.
Yeah, that's excellent. Just want to ask you then finally, how are you playing your part, particularly within the AC context? And what are the exciting things ahead for you?
Well, at the moment, I'm on an internship with Christians in Sport, who just simply want to reach the world of sport for Christ. And I serve there, and I serve also at Tiguin, Apostolic at Llanelli, who are just the same, just missional-minded. We just want to reach the community with Jesus. And at the moment, just enjoying serving in both of them areas.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Those amazing testimonies across the gender, across the generations, we see the story of God being outworked in the lives of people. My conviction is that it will continue. Across the nation, across the nations, across the continents, and through the years until Jesus comes.
Amen.
One of the themes that, underlying themes that came through is that it happens at the coalface. And this is a church called and established by God to reach the nations.
1917, a prophetic word that came with a quaint phrase, what seems like a quaint phrase to modern ears. We are raised up by God to belt the globe with the gospel. And that is the fulfillment of the Great Commission, that when Jesus mandated the disciples, he says, you go from Jerusalem to Judea and to Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the world. And one of the things that God has been doing is challenging us about our Jerusalem here in the United Kingdom, because we build from our strong base. And as a national leadership team, we have been challenged in that direction, particularly as we met over the last couple of days, as we prayed and listened to God. And God is challenging us to rediscover again a key aspect of our DNA. And that is to plant churches, missional initiatives in the homeland. I heard a couple of amens and head nodding. And we want to invite the whole movement, and those who are friends, who are connected to us on the internet, to join us in this great enterprise, in this great initiative. And so we're going to take an offering in a month. And that offering will be dedicated to the business of planting new churches around the nation. And that's what we're inviting you to give generously to. I'm going to invite the band to come. And God calls us to sacrifice. And this is going to be the seed that we put in the ground. And we are expecting God to use it. As churches are planted, more churches are planted, more churches are raised up. And through these plants, through these missional initiatives, we'll see God touch and transform lives through the gospel in the power of the Holy Spirit. We're going to stand as the band leads us.